Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Governor Charles Bent becomes a victim. As the hermit prepared to listen to the tale of Serin Saint Vrain, he pulled the hood of his habit back slightly and brushed his hair away over his ear. "My story begins on the 13th of May of 1847, began Saint Vrain. "God curse that awful day. The United States of America had declared war on the nation of Mexico. Mexico had seceded from Spain about a quarter of a century earlier. There was great mistrust of all things and all people Spanish. Taking advantage of all the confusion in Mexico, the United States government sent forth General Stephen Watts Kearny at the head of 1,000 Missourians, known as the Army of the West, to enforce its claim to this area. They were met along the way by many deputations from Taos and Santa Fe, who swore allegiance to the United States of America. The soldiers often remarked that a Taos man could be distinguished by the cordialité of his salutation. At least, that's what was said about a Taos man named Dick Wooten." Serin Saint Vrain was staring off into the shadows, as if he were reliving that time again in his mind. Giovanni just sat there trying to reconstruct the time of troubles in his own mind. Finally, Saint Vrain took up his story again. "New Mexico was being run by a very arrogant man. Don Manuel Armijo was not liked everywhere that he went. He would sometimes make appointments and fail to keep them without so much as an explanation. This was the case when he was to meet Kearny in Las Vegas. He failed to show his face again. Kearny went all the way to Santa Fe, where he found another man acting as governor. His name was Juan Bautista Alaride. Now, a few years earlier, the people of Taos had offered to set up a Taos man as governor of New Mexico. Not only was he a Taos man, but he was a man from Taos Pueblo named Jose Gonzalez. He had a reputation for being a good buffalo hunter. Manuel Armijo plotted against Jose Gonzalez and won the favor of the Mexican officials. Jose Gonzalez was ousted from office, and Armijo was put in his stead. He ran New Mexico for 8 years. He captured Jose Gonzalez at La Cañada and had him executed, saying to his soldiers only, 'Shoot my compañero.' Padre Martinez of Taos himself heard Gonzalez's last confession." The hermit wondered at the complicated state of affairs in New Mexico, reflected by this tiny mountain village. He still wasn't sure about how Charles Bent fit into the tale of Serin Saint Vrain, so he prodded him, saying, "Go on." "Well," said Saint Vrain, "Kearny had marched into Las Vegas, and he stood on the rooftop, and he made a speech about how he would take not an onion, not a pepper. I suppose that's the only thing he thought that the people around here ate. But shortly after he had arrived, he began to scout around to see just who might make a good possible contender to be the first American-appointed governor of New Mexico. On the 27th of September of 1847, he announced his choice of new officers to govern this land. In Taos, he found Charles Bent and had him appointed as the new American governor. 3 days later, he went back home without spilling any New Mexico blood. Charles Bent was married to a Taos woman. Her name was Teresina. She was sister to Mrs. Kit Carson. One day, while the sisters were visiting with Mrs. Boggs, they heard quite a tumult outside. As they rushed to the door to see what was happening, Governor Charles Bent staggered into the house holding a flap of bloody skin. It was a scalp taken from his own head. He had been massacred by the mob." Giovanni tried to repress a shudder as he visualized the violence that must have led up to the events. He had always abhorred violence, and he never went out of his way to court any description of it. But here was a man right in front of him who needed to rid himself of an angry chapter in his life. He waited quietly for Serin Saint Vrain to continue. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.